had lost his wife tragically in a fire. He had tried to save her life, and in the midst of that, he himself was badly burned. His son was paralyzed in the Civil War fighting for the North, and he was going through a time of great despair. And he heard the bells ringing, and he said, "There is no peace on earth." I said, and he hung in despair, and it was a very long time. He said, "Well, there's no peace." But he heard the bells ringing again all the more, and reminded him that God is not, nor does he see. The wrong will fail, and the right will prevail. And he wrote that poem. It became a great Christmas prayer. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. And he discovered that the peace that Christ brings is a concrete, victorious peace. It may not be peace on earth yet, but he brings a peace within our heart, even in the midst of the storms, even in the midst of the hardships of life. Our heart can still be at peace and rejoice because of the coming of Christ. Even though things around us sometimes get dark, we can still sing a song, we can still be joyful and celebrate because our hearts can be We've been journeying together through Advent, celebrating around the theme. It's a with Christ, it's a wonderful life. We've been looking at different aspects of that. And our theme verse was the verses we're looking at today. From Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. We've been discovering different aspects from the movie illustrating how Christ gives us a wonderful life. And today we'll talk about peace. I want to focus in on the part of the story in the movie where Zuzu went home sick with school. She got sick because she had a flower. Her teacher gave her a flower, and she was all excited about that. She got sick. And when George heard about that, he came home to comfort her. But he was all upset that the teacher let her go outside without a coat on to get sick. And so you may remember he called her up on the phone, and he laid into her. He bawled her out, and he really let her have it. Then her husband got on the phone, and he laid it into her. And he was trying to give her peace. But at the same time, he was not at peace with himself. And he was already upset because of what had happened earlier with the loss of money, which we were talking about. And then he went to the bridge, and that's when he was contemplating what he was going to do, but he was all in turmoil within himself because he was not at peace. And his heart was not at peace. He did not find it. But it wasn't until Clarence came to help him realize and understand he truly did have a wonderful life. But even you remember, as Clarence was seeking to help him, he was arguing and upset and angry with Clarence and not accepting what he had to say for the moment of time because of the peace and turmoil within his heart he had not yet found or settled yet. And at the end of the movie, he resolved that. walking in darkness have seen a great light. And those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light is gone. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy, and they rejoice before you as men rejoice in the harvest, and as men rejoice in the light of wonder. There's two reasons there. He said, in the midst of the dark times, in the midst of times of darkness, God sent a light. And he sent the light of his presence, his son Jesus, who was going to be the Prince of Peace, to come to restore in the shalom, peace, wholeness, well-being to you and to me. And to the whole world and to all those who accept and believe in him. So that that conflict and division between us and God could be restored. And Jesus died on the cross. In the midst of that darkness, he brings joy. He said the people who receive that and understand that rejoice like in the fall when the harvest is gathered in. And when the farmers gather together and they bring in the harvest, and especially if it's a bountiful harvest and the crops produced really well, it's a joyful time to bring that harvest in. Or he said it, it's like whenever men in a battle conquer. And they divide the plunder, and they won the war, and they're dividing the plunder. It's a joyful time. And he said, even in the midst of the darkness, we can have joy. Because Christ, the Prince of Peace, has come, bringing peace to us. We can rejoice even in the midst of this light of Christ. The Person of Peace. He is called, in Judges chapter 6, verse 24, Jehovah Shalom. Or the Lord, our peace. You may remember this when we talked about the names of God, when we did a series on the names of God. We talked about Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. That is the name of God given to God by Gideon. And you may remember what was just happening there. The Lord appeared to Gideon when the Midianites were in control, had taken over the land again. And the whole thing of time of Judges was they would be at peace for a while. That peace wasn't lasting because they would fall into sin again. God would send up another